Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hello and welcome to an all-new episode of Saved by the Belmore. It's me, your host, Mr. Stephen Belmore. Gosh, I'm so happy to be here. And of course, I'm back with my gal pal, my best friend, my producer, my cousin.
Best friend. Hi, it's me, Cindy.
Yeah, well, I was going to get to it, Cindy. So let's not...
Okay.
Let's not jump guns here, okay?
Of course. Sorry, Steve.
Regardless, Cindy... What is new with you?
Well, as you know, last week I finally returned to the dating scene. But remember, my date did have a Klonopin-induced accidental drowning in some New England clam chowder.
Yeah,
it was...
Wait, was it New England? I thought it was a Manhattan chowder.
No. It was definitely New England. And see, that's why it's dangerous. It's hard to come back after being submerged in such thick chowder.
Yeah.
But... He's out of the woods. He's out of the coma. Oh,
Cindy, that is so great. You know I love chowder, so I put myself and my life on the line all of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so excited for you. So does this mean that you're going to keep dating?
Well, actually, unfortunately, no. Yeah, he woke up and almost instantly told me he wasn't looking for anything serious.
Ouch!
Oh, yeah, and he was married as well.
Oh, Cindy, that's a shame.
Yeah.
But for time, we really do need to move on to stuff.
Oh, right. No, that's right.
Yeah, I didn't think you'd actually have anything to catch us up on. But there's plenty of fish in the sea. You just got to cast a wider net, okay? So
yeah.
Let's get started on me.
All right, absolutely.
Okay. Okay, so as you know, production on Rent has come to a halt because I refuse to allow all of the students to audition. And yes, that is solely based on the fact that their parents have slighted me. If they've slighted me, then they're not welcome. If they haven't, they can get an audition.
Well, did that affect a lot of the kids?
About 50%, yeah. But still, I don't need that toxic energy surrounding me when I'm trying to pull performances out of these dry sponges their parents call children. I mean, you know how it is.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's on halt. I'll let you know what goes on with that. I'll let everybody know. There'll probably be a GoFundMe. I'll drop the link when it's out. I do have some good news and some bad news, Cindy.
No.
The good news is after 4 different failed Change.org petitions, I was able to add stage makeup to my syllabus.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you so much, Cindy. It was so great. But the bad news is, after an unfortunate accident with Julia Smith's eyeball and a pencil eyeliner, I've had to remove it and re-add History of Theater, which I teach by showing a bootleg taping of The Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, well, what happened with Julia's eye?
I have no idea. I picked it up, I rinsed it off, I put it in a Ziploc bag and stuck it in her pocket when they were taking her out on the stretcher. But I haven't had time to follow up. Her last name is long to look up in the system, so...
Steven, that sounds very serious. I mean, the paperwork, did you at least...
I didn't do any paperwork. That's not... I'm a creative person.
Her eye... fell.
It popped out.
Oh my goodness.
Well, the thing was, I said, you're doing great. And I gave her a little smack on the back, okay? And then she was holding the eyeliner.
Oh, so it was your fault.
Well, it was, that was the first, and then someone else bumped into her front and hit her hand. So it was kind of like a double dutch situation.
You know, this reminds me, I should reach out to legal.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Yeah, please. Reach out to our on-staff legal team to make sure that it's okay that we tell that story. But again, not my fault. She should have known how to use a gel eyeliner. I mean, she's 14 years old. Grow up. So anyway, now I'm stuck teaching the goddamn history of theater, Cindy. It may as well be a politics class. I just can't seem to care about it. But you know what I do care about? Inspiring people. And that's why I've come up with a new segment, Stories of Cutting My Teeth. As many of you know, sometimes artists, and I use that term broadly, have to take jobs they otherwise would not to support themselves in pursuing their art, whatever it may be. And this is the story of the 13 years I spent cutting my teeth after my parents cut me off while auditioning for Broadway shows and getting callbacks for Broadway shows. You remember?
The callback. Yes. Yes. The callback.
There was the callback for the one plus others, and waiting tables at New York's most exclusive restaurants and diners. It's a special segment because not only are Cindy and I best friends, roommates, cousins, we work together in several different restaurants in New York City.
Yes.
The Big Apple, as locals call it. And that's where Cindy met her husband, her ex-husband.
Ex-husband, yeah.
Yeah, who I actually hooked up with first. At a server holiday party.
Yeah.
And anyway, he wasn't gay. It was a confusing time for him. But he did meet Cindy soon after. And then he did leave Cindy not too soon after that and is now dating an unnamed Real Housewife of New York, who I do still hope to meet someday.
Yeah, about that, I'm not comfortable asking him to introduce you to, at least not yet.
Well, time heals all wounds, Cindy, okay? You'll get there. But now, let's get into celebrities who have wronged me.
Okay.
So, you remember when Morgan Freeman came in?
Oh, yes.
Everyone loves Morgan Freeman. He's an actor from Bruce Almighty. He's most well known.
Mm-hmm. Godly.
So good. I thought he was so good. He ordered a tomato soup. I brought it out to him, and he was a total diva. He was very upset. He asked to speak to a manager. It just really confused me how this iconic actor could be so upset over a simple confusion.
Well, actually, I remember that day. Wasn't the bowl of tomato soup... didn't you bring him a bowl of salsa instead?
Well, we were out of the tomato soup.
Gotcha. But then there was the part where you started screaming lines from Shawshank Redemption at him, which I don't think he liked.
Well... that's because he couldn't handle it. God forbid somebody's a better actor, you know?
You know, I did not consider that.
It was upsetting. So needless to say, I won't be starring in the Shawshank Redemption 2. That was a joke, Cindy. Thank you. Remember Diane Keaton? Diane Keaton comes in. Everyone just loves Diane Keaton because she can scream in every movie she's in. I scream everywhere I go. I don't get the big deal on that. And she's not even that great. She wouldn't even let me try on her hat. Do you remember that?
I do remember that, but I remember more specifically, more importantly, that that wasn't Diane Keaton, actually.
Well, that makes it even worse because she's not even original. There's another woman walking around just like her.
Exactly. And if it was just a regular lady, then wouldn't she be honored to let you wear her hat?
You would think. You would think, Cindy.
Yes.
But speaking of women who don't know when they're being honored, Sarah Michelle Gellar. You remember her? She kept saying she wasn't Sarah Michelle Gellar. I knew she was Sarah Michelle Gellar. We got into an argument. It was over a plot point in Buffy, the Vampire Slayer, which there's just a lot that goes on that didn't make sense to me. God forbid I question something. Sorry that I'm not a sheep, but...
You know, you actually did have a point in that argument, so I stand by it.
Thank you. And then finally, Danny DeVito, when this is actually more of a Cindy story than mine, because we were closing the restaurant and I was in the back. I was head server. I was counting the money, screaming at all the other servers for drinking.
Hey, what are you doing?
Stop it.
Stop that.
What are you doing?
Stop.
You know, just really doing what I loved at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I come out of the back, Cindy is in the closed restaurant, slow dancing with none other than Matilda's Danny DeVito.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, he was picking up his takeout and, you know, one thing led to another. And he gave me a phone number.
I remember. You were so excited.
Yes.
I was so pissed.
It did turn out, I called the next day. It turned out that it was fake.
Mm.
It was a fake phone number. So that was...
That makes sense. He's married, actually, to the mom in Matilda, the actual mom.
Oh.
I knew they were married. Yeah.
You know, that's not what he told me.
Yeah. No, I remember saying, like, he's married, and you were like... Who has time for that, you know?
Ouch.
We all do desperate things. I had sex with your husband, for God's sakes. It was just a makeout. It was a makeout, and it was before you were dating.
Just the makeout, though, right?
Yeah, totally. Totally.
Okay, because sometimes, you know, I...
Yeah.
I never know with you two.
Yeah.
My ex-husband.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's nice. Good kisser.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
So, Cindy, it's time to move on to our very special guest, and I'm so excited to have him.
Oh, very exciting.
Not only is he a Broadway producer, bumping elbows with some of the hottest celebrities to ever grace a red carpet, he's gay, and he's an uncle to one of my absolute favorite students, who became one of my absolute favorite students when I found out this information. Jenna, I think her name is. Jennifer. Jennifer. Viv. It's something like that. She quickly became my favorite student when I was on Instagram, as I always do, perusing the students' Instagram accounts and fake Instagram accounts, which they have now.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw her in a photo with none other than the star of the Dear Evan Hansen film, Ben Platt.
No way.
And I said, what? Holiday Hoobie Whatty? I was flabbergasted. And so I do some click, click, clicking. Next thing I know, I realize her uncle, he has a gay face. I could tell.
Mm-hmm.
And after convincing her to introduce us via some good old-fashioned B&B,
Blackmail and bribes.
Blackmail and bribes. Please welcome Broadway producer Matt Farley.
Hi.
Hi, Matt. Do we call you Matt or do we call you Matthew? I don't. What's the stage name?
I'm not really a performer, you know, so I guess Matt's fine. Go with Matt.
Oh, let me clarify something. What does a producer do?
You know, my role is a lot about allocating funds to get the productions able to actually do their run. So it's a lot of, you know, contributing funds myself, finding other people to contribute funds so that, you know, putting up a Broadway show, it's so expensive. So it's a lot of, it's kind of the boring business side, you will, of these really fun special pieces.
Oh, yeah.
No such thing as a boring side. I've put on quite a few shows myself.
Have you?
I have a one-man show of The Crucible where I play all of the roles. John Proctor's not involved. He was cut from the script. So I get what you're saying. And that leads me to my follow-up question. How well do you know Ben Platt?
It was Jenalyn's birthday.
Jenalyn.
Jenalyn.
Isn't she the best?
Yeah.
Isn't she just the best?
So sweet.
God, I love her so much.
Same.
And yeah, you know, it was Jenalyn's birthday last year. She was obsessed with the show. And so I sent a few emails to some people I've worked with on a few shows in the past just to see if they could get her backstage after the show, just to say hi. And so we both met Ben that night. And he was super nice to Jenalyn. It was really lovely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And did anything progress there with you and Ben?
In terms of what?
Friendship. You know how gays are.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. You know, not really.
Oh.
He, you know, had just done a big show, and I was really grateful that he came out to meet my niece, so I said thank you so much, and then, you know, I think he just went on his way to, you know, they can't talk too much, they have to rest their voice, so.
Oh.
You know?
Okay, well, we'll talk about that off the air.
Sorry to disappoint.
Yeah, me too. What did you think of Dear Evan Hansen, the movie? Which is, I believe, based on the musical. Isn't that right, Cindy?
I believe it's a loose adaptation.
Yeah.
No, it's pretty pound for pound the same story. I saw it. I had a great time.
Oh.
Yeah, it is. It's pound for pound. I said that.
Yeah.
Well, see, I thought Dear Evan Hansen was like a diary type novel.
Yeah.
Oh.
So this is all very interesting and brand new to me.
Cindy thought it was the sequel to Dear John, so she was expecting something else.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. That's so funny. No, it's not. Nicholas Sparks is not involved at all, actually.
Oh.
It's an interesting story. You know, some people think it's a little problematic, but I had a great time. I thought it was nice, you know?
Mm. Okay, so follow-up question to that is, do you think I could play the role of Dear Evan Hansen? It's hard to stand on the... Cindy, look up the lyrics.
Oh.
Before I put them in the chat. Before I even turn the key.
No. I used to...
The key.
I used to slam on the brakes.
I used to slam...
I used to slam on the brakes.
Sorry, we should have rehearsed.
No,
I rehearsed. Cindy's, you know, overcorrecting.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes. I think we actually need to go up an octave on that one. We will have an arrangement ready for the next episode.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's sort of two different conversations is, you know, are you able to sing the part, which, you know, a lot of people can do. It's a vocally challenging part, but also, you know.
For some people, not for me.
Yeah. And then there's also like, are you someone who could play a 15-year-old in a convincing way?
Well, you tell me. I mean, I've been playing 15 since I was 10, you know.
Yeah. Wow. That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, I really work on mostly the fundraising side of things. Who am I to give any casting advice, you know?
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we'll talk about it. It's so modest. So speaking, how much money do you make?
Excuse me?
How much money do you make in a year for our listeners?
Uh-huh. I mean, the money I raise for the productions, that can range, it kind of depends on the budget of the show we're working.
Well, I mean, for like you personally, how much?
I think what Steve is asking is how much do you take home annually?
Oh.
Before taxes.
Net.
You know, I'm not going to lie. I'm a pretty fortunate guy.
Oh.
Nothing crazy. But, you know, I've been fortunate to make a living doing this. And, you know, I have a nice little house out on Long Island that I go to in the summer.
Five figures, six figures.
Seven.
Seven figures.
It's one of those. Yeah, yeah. You know, we're all out here trying.
Oh, he's rich. He's rich.
Okay.
Did I hear that you had a house out in Long Island?
Yes, I live on Long Island.
I've never been. I hear it's beautiful. Well, let's move on from numbers.
Okay, yeah.
Have you ever met Idina Menzel?
I've seen her live, but we've never met, you know.
She was in Wicked, you know that. She was in...
That was the show I saw her in, yes.
I've heard of Wicked.
Yes.
It's a great show. It's still on. You should go check it out.
Well, it's going to be a movie, and Ariana Grande is playing Glinda.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? I know a lot of people are upset. I mean, I played Elphaba many times, so...
Many times.
I was thrilled about Ariana, because I was like, I would love to play across her. Cynthia Erivo is a good choice.
Uh-huh.
Different styles, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, so how do you feel about Miss Grande?
You know, I have seen her... I took Jenna Lynn to see her at the Barclays Center when she came, and she was so... Her vocal skills are really unbelievable, so I'm excited to see what she does with the role. Mm-hmm. There's such a variety of ways you can kind of sing those parts. I think it'll be really exciting to see how they do that in that movie. So I think it's going to be great, you know? I gotta say, I'm kind of surprised to hear you've played Elphaba multiple times. That's really...
Why?
Quite a few times. Yes, I've painted him...
No one mourns the wicked!
Mm-hmm. We've painted him green head to toe.
I do every year.
You know, it really only requires the face, hands, and neck, but...
Uh-huh.
Steve is just so committed.
It's really clear you two are very committed to the arts. It's
Steve really just inspires me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's what I do best, you know? There's people who inspire and there's people who get inspired.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, have you ever dated anybody famous?
Not really, no.
No.
You know, I work kind of close to all these big exciting things, but, you know, kind of have a boring, normal personal life, just like anyone else with a boring, normal job, you know?
Totally.
Yeah.
So are you dating anybody not famous?
Yeah. I have.
So you're dating.
Yeah, I've been seeing someone. Is this a creative question?
Is it serious?
If you want to answer that, that would be great. Is it serious?
You know, he might listen to this, and...
I'm sure he will. Everybody does.
Uh-huh. I would say, you know, we're having fun. It's early, but I'm having a great time.
I love that he's being shy.
Yeah.
I love that you're being shy.
I'm very uncomfortable.
Well, that's, you know, when you're out of your comfort zone, you're growing.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
So that's something to keep in mind. You know, if you feel like I want to crawl up in a ball and I want to die, that's when you're at your best.
Okay.
And that's how I teach your little Genevieve.
Jenna Lynn. Is it? That's the approach you go with?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Listen, Matt, I'm sure that we will meet over martinis and who knows what soon.
Okay.
So thank you so much. And I will Snapchat you.
Oh, sure. I don't think I have that, but you,
you can just email me the Snapchat username and we'll,
yeah.
Okay.
We'll make the connection.
Okay, cool.
Cindy can send you a guide on how to download the app to your phone.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to be making some phone calls. So that's great.
Fantastic.
Okay, cool.
Okay, cool.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Bye. Bye, Matt.
Bye.
Wow, Cindy, I think that went so well.
I think there was some spark there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have goosebumps right now.
Oh, I'm covered in goosebumps.
I'm tingling.
I feel so alive. But you know what? I'm happy I feel this way because it's time for our final segment, my favorite, Belmore's Chore.
Yes.
Which I just love to do because I give back with my guidance, with my advice. You know?
Yeah.
And it's not always easy to completely make myself an open and vulnerable person, but I do my best, and that's why I'm here. So, Cindy, who are we helping here today?
Well, today's question comes from a listener who asks, "Dear Mr. Belmore, you've always talked so deeply about your illustrious musical career. But when I search on Google for your name, nothing comes up. Care to explain?"
Well, and Cindy, remind me to talk to you about the choosing of the questions.
I could have sworn I picked a different question.
Well, it's fine because it's an easy answer.
I can go back into the inbox.
No. It's an easy answer.
No, that was the only one we got this week. I think that's what happened.
Cindy, it's an easy answer.
Of course.
I used to go by my stage name, which you can find out if you subscribe to my Patreon, which is coming soon. So you will subscribe to my Patreon. It's $100 a month. It's going to come with 3 bonus episodes, my headshots from over the years, a personalized autographed photo of me that you can print out and hang. It's totally worth it, and it will be here in time for the next major gift-giving holiday, okay? So let's move on to the next question, Cindy, because I feel like that listener had a bit of a tone, and I can't say that I was thrilled about that.
Sure. Let me... Okay, yep, checking the spam folder. Here we go. There is one from someone named Beth...
No, absolutely not. Go to a different question. Next.
Okay.
Cindy, this is why you're supposed to prepare beforehand. You said you went through the folders and that you had a good question.
Well, you know, I thought that first one was really good.
Oh my God.
Okay, here's one. It says, "Dear Mr. Belmore, I am a current student of yours and was obviously surprised when I heard you had a public access radio show. I was even more surprised when I heard you talking about my parents' inevitable divorce. My parents have been happily married for..."
You know what, Cindy? I'm going to call a self-care here. I'm going to choose not to listen to the rest of this haters question, and instead will remind all of my listeners to remove any toxic energy from their lives, because life, it's too short.
I agree, but you know, that might be a great thing to handle off the air.
Yeah. Well, speaking of things to handle off the air, I like full transparency with my listeners. And I think that you and I are going to have a little discussion because the job performance, it's slacking. I feel like ever since you had to pick up that night job at Rite Aid, you're just...
Well, look, there's Rite Aid, and then I'm also working at Blazing Saddles on the weekends, too. It's just...
Well, that's... I told you working at a cowboy-themed gay bar in Midtown Manhattan wasn't going to help your self-esteem.
Well, you know, I heard from a lot of folks that the tips are really good, but I'm just not quite seeing it yet.
Well, I think the tips are good for gay men, Cindy.
You know, that checks out. That checks out.
Does that make sense? God, we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
We'll talk about it later, but I told you anywhere but Blazing Saddles, and that's...
I thought you said nowhere but Blazing Saddles.
That was when I was talking about where I wanted to go for dinner. Listen, on that note, that's all the time that we have for today. Today is the final day of my juice cleanse, and I need alone time every 30 minutes or I will just absolutely lose my mind. But we will be back next week with all new drama, all new advice, and the same old ding.
Same old Belmore.
Are you kidding me? Just do it. Do it. If you want to do it, please sing it. I want to hear it.
No, you do it and I'll do the ding.
Okay. You're not doing it. You gave me a countdown. Okay, that's it. We're cut. Cut. Cut.
Ding.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.